Is HCC coding bogging you and your team down? We can help. With Vatica Health, expert clinical teams, comprehensive data, and provider-centric technology come together, all to deliver the number one rated risk adjustment solution. Relieve the admin burden. Visit govatica.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top House Republicans say they want documents and internal communications about President Biden's statement earlier in the week, in which he called supporters of Donald Trump garbage. Here's correspondent Keith Peters.
White House press officials altered the official transcript of Biden's statement, drawing objections from the federal workers who document such remarks for posterity. The lawmakers say the White House cannot simply rewrite President Biden's rhetoric and are questioning whether the decision to create a false transcript and manipulate or alter the accurate transcript produced for the National Archives and Records Administration was a violation of federal law. Keith Peters reporting.
America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October. It's a total, economists say, was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager believes words matter.
The further left you go, the more they want the government big. That is why it is a lie that Trump or any Republican is a fascist. If you want smaller government, how can you be a fascist? Isn't there a definitional factor here that the party that stands for smaller government is going to, by definition, have a yearning for less power?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
I want to help someone who's feeling pressured and has nowhere else to turn.
I want to help someone in need of support with their pregnancy.
I want to help her learn her options and save a baby's life.
You can. Hi, I'm Angie, and at Pro-Life Across America, we work to protect the lives of both the mom and the preborn baby. For more information on our life-saving billboards, go to prolifeacrossamerica.org. That's prolifeacrossamerica.org.
The biggest sale of the season is here at Stock and Barrel Gun Club. From November 15th through November 30th, take advantage of their Black Friday deals on everything you need with discounts on classes, new and pre-owned firearms, pro shop items, and exclusive membership offers. Now's the time to stop in and stock up. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or just getting started, this is your chance to save big on gear and training. Don't wait. Stop into Stock and Barrel's Eagan or Chanhassen locations and take advantage of these unbeatable deals.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is Open Your Eyes Radio with Dr. Kerry Gelb.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Kerry Gelb, and welcome to Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio. Please listen as I discuss the newest information in the world of health, nutrition, and sports every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Central Time on AM 1280 The Patriot. Also, please share your thoughts by emailing me at drkerrygelb@gmail.com. That's drkerrygelb@gmail.com. And visit my new website, wellness1280.com, where we have all guest links, Wellness 1280 information, and previous shows. Wellness is taking over the Patriot airways for the next hour. So sit back and enjoy my interview with a return guest, Dr. Anna Rosa. Gratitude is the feeling of thankfulness or appreciation for positive aspects of life. Research constantly shows that practicing gratitude can have profound benefits on our mental, physical, and social well-being. Today's returning guest, the amazing Dr. Anna Claudia Rosa, MD. She also has a PhD. She's a radiologist who, after experiencing personal tragedy, felt a deep calling to help others. She has since become an advocate for using gratitude as a tool to foster resilience and guide people through their journey of healing from grief. Dr. Rosa, thank you for joining me again today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here. I am so very happy to be here, especially by talking about gratitude, which is a practice that we can introduce daily, little by little, and definitely make a huge difference in the quality of our lives for body, mind, and spirit. So thank you so very much, and I am happy to dive deep into this topic for life.
Well, we thank you for doing it as well. I mean, this is some very personal things that, but we know we reach thousands and thousands of people, and we're going to help them. And we're going to do two parts. The first part is going to be on gratitude. And the second part, we're going to talk a little bit about grief and how we could help people who are grieving for different reasons. But we're going to start with gratitude. And I kind of gave you a definition of gratitude in my opening, but what does gratitude mean to an expert on gratitude? And how would you define it?
Gratitude is just this big word, right? Like mindfulness, like grounding, like journaling. And sometimes it's not very palpable and tangible, and it feels like it's in a different world. But gratitude is really a practice. Gratitude is teaching your brain to get out of the negative default mechanism that we have from the caveman era, where we had to protect ourselves. So we focus on the negative, to flight, fight, and freeze, safety behaviors. So gratitude is when you act on the neuroplasticity, which is the ability of the brain to change, and you start focusing on the good things that are happening in your life. And gratitude is just not this positive mindset, but gratitude is really a practice that you are going to do every day whenever you remember, and you are going to be detailed oriented. You're going to be specific. And then you are teaching your brain to activate a portion of your brain called activation reticular system. And then your brain, you are training your brain to pay attention in everything that is good around you. And it could be just the sun, which is not just the sun, because the sun is here every day for us, right? And it's going to definitely change the way you see the world. It's going to change the way you feel in your body, because it also changes what your brain is releasing at each time, right? It decreases stress. We're going to talk about that, but it just changes everything in your brain through neuroplasticity.
You made a good point before, an interesting point. It's not about just positive thinking or Pollyanna thinking. Now, can you make a distinction between just positive thinking and gratitude thinking?
I firmly believe that positive thinking is when something really hard is happening to you and you try to shift that, like, oh, this is going to be fine. This is going to be fine. And it's just kind of a mindset that you're trying to convince yourself, and you might be in denial. While gratitude for me is more like, yes, something hard is happening, but instead of thinking that life is happening to me, I'm going to think that life is happening for me, and I'm going to find the gift, the lesson, the brick that I'm paving the road I'm walking in life, in this lesson, in this situation that is happening for me. And when I ask the questions that allow me to see the lesson and the gift from that specific moment, even if it's a moment that is breaking you apart, that's when I can see and be grateful and appreciate whatever comes to me in this life, right? Life happening for me and not to me, for us and not to us.
And when someone practices gratitude, how does it change their life?
It completely changed my life. And from all the researches that I have seen from big people like Jay Shetty, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, for all these big people who talk about gratitude, Ben Azadi, who has been talking so much about inflammation, and he says that gratitude is the vitamin G that we need in our lives. So I definitely believe it changes the life completely. And that has been shown through research studies. Like, I'm going to talk about a study that is in the radiology field, since I am a radiologist, but there were studies done with functional brain MRI that evaluates the action in your brain when you are practicing or doing a specific activity. And people were having the functional brain MRI at the moment that they were practicing gratitude. They were showing appreciation for something. And they were able to prove that there are two areas in your brain that simply become super bright when you are practicing gratitude. Is the area of reward, which is the dopamine, the feel-good transmitter in your body, and the area of bonding, of connection, of love and calm and peace, releasing oxytocin. So for those of you who are not aware of oxytocin, it's the same substance that women have when they have their babies and they are breastfeeding. So it's really a bonding, loving, belonging connection. And when you are practicing gratitude, you develop this loving, bonding connection with you, which is the most important thing that you are doing for you and building confidence and trust as well. So definitely changes your life for the better by you becoming your best friend and your best accountability partner.
You mentioned neuroplasticity. Explain what that means and explain what gratitude does to change our brain wiring.
So it's really interesting because I finished med school in 1998, so a long time ago. And when I did med school, the theory was your brain cells die and they're not going to be replaced, right? At least that's what I believe that I've learned a long time ago. And now there are so many like new papers and studies showing that it is not really true. You are able to heal your brain. You are able to build new neural connections, neural circuits in your brain. Like, you are able to build different paths that the nerve cells, the neurons, will be connecting. And you are able to increase areas in your brain, and you are able to calm down areas in your brain. So when you are practicing gratitude, what happens is you are telling your body that you are safe, that you are calm, that you are okay, that everything is well, that you do not need to be alarmed, that you do not need to be in fight, flight, and freeze mode. And when you do that, you are calming an area of your brain that it's called amygdala. So when you calm down the amygdala, you diminish the alert system of your body. So gratitude is really important in this area of your brain. And also, again, like I said, activating the reticular system. So you start paying attention more in good things around you. So you definitely inhale and embrace and infuse yourself and your body and your life with the abundance of the universe, with the abundance of your creator. Whatever your faith is, gratitude allows you to connect with that.
And you talk about how gratitude is an attitude, a mindset, and it's hard work. Gratitude is hard work. Now, we're up against the break. We have about 20 seconds left. Just real quickly, in a few seconds, how long does it take before people see the benefit of gratitude?
I would say immediately. As soon as you do one practice, you already feel in your body the release of all these substances that we talked about.
So we're up against the break. I'm talking with Anna Claudia Rosa. We're talking about gratitude. We'll be back in just a second.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit openyoureyesradio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at openyoureyesradio.com.
In the explosive film, Government Gangsters, former Deputy Director of National Intelligence Kash Patel exposes the deep state's plot against Trump.
Career bureaucrats are installed into every agency and department in the United States government. These people are dangerous and vindictive, perfecting ways to hide their corruption.
It is finally time for a straightforward assessment of the state of our nation.
Government Gangsters. Watch it now on SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Election night 2024, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Thanks to The Patriot, you can catch the election wherever you are. Join AM 1280 The Patriot live from the Minnesota GOP headquarters November 5th with commentary from Northern Alliance radio hosts Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson, and Jack Tomczak. Track in the local, state, and national races late into the night. Will Mega Mentum Red deliver in the land of 10,000 blue lakes? Find out here on AM 1280 The Patriot, Tuesday at 8 p.m.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit openyoureyesradio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at openyoureyesradio.com.
We're back with Dr. Anna Rosa, MD, PhD. She has a PhD in cancer as well, and cancer research. She's a radiologist, but she has a special interest in gratitude. And in part two of this, we're going to go into her story. But right now, she's helping us find out how gratitude, if we practice it on a regular basis, could help ourselves and help others. So we talked before the break about gratitude being an attitude, a mindset, and hard work. Explain what you mean by that.
So it is a hard work, quote unquote, hard work, because it's something that you need to put into action. Take the time and start practicing. Really have the inspired intention to do the repetition every day. However, it's not really a hard work because the benefits that you are going to see in your mind, in your body, in your life are phenomenal. So, like, you start practicing and then you're going to see that it's going to become who you are and not what you are doing anymore. Because your brain, like we talked in the prior topic, your brain will start paying attention in everything that is good in your life. And then your brain is going to change. And while your brain is changing, the practice becomes imprinted in your soul and imprinted in your body, right? So, and it's really awesome because you're going to be seeing so many positive impacts in your body. There are lots of studies showing that gratitude is good for cardiovascular disease, for dementia, decreasing blood pressure, decreasing stress. Gratitude decreases cortisol, which is the hormone of stress. And by doing that, it also improves the metabolism of sugar, the blood sugar, and the insulin resistance in your body. So just by that, you see that your body is getting better from inflammation that we talked before, from visceral fat, which is the fat in your abdomen, and you are decreasing chronic disease in your life. And you are improving prediabetes, diabetes, eye problems, dementia. Gratitude is also important because while decreasing the cortisol, the insulin, and the glucose, it is also improving, like we said, the dopamine, which is the feel-good hormone, the DHEA, which is an antidepressant molecule, and the oxytocin. So at the same time that it's working in your body, physical, it's also working in your body, mindset, and mood. And by feeling all these changes, your brain starts building trust, confidence that you are the person who builds daily your safe, sacred space in yourself, in your actions. And you start feeling more confident, more self-love, more self-care, more trust. And you start just doing this because it feels good, because it's the new you daily. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that you talk about some of the science things that happens, that neurotransmitter, that it increases dopamine, which is associated with pleasure and satisfaction, and DHEA, which is a hormone that actually makes estrogen and testosterone. So, and then it helps with that oxytocin, which we call the love hormone, and also helps with stress. And I think that kind of brings us to some of the studies that have done. So we just want people to know that people have studied this. This isn't just a feeling. This is something that's been studied. And there was a study done in 2004 by two psychologists, Peterson and San, and they studied 24 character strengths to find which is the best predictor of well-being. Can you tell us a little bit about that study?
Yes, so that study was amazing. I've learned that study when I was doing a course that is called Made For, and it was done with Andrew Huberman as the neuroscientist that was backing up the course. And he was discussing that in this study, they evaluated different kinds of people, and they were like practicing different kinds of behavior, right? So gratitude or kindness or, you know, attention, any different kinds of patterns of behavior. And they were able to see that the one that was more related to feeling well with yourself, with your life, with the people around you, dropping expectations, just accepting life happening for you, was gratitude. That definitely made a huge impact on how you see life, on how you feel in your life, and how you can move forward. Because when you start believing that life is happening for you and not to you, you open possibilities instead of being in this position of poor me, right? You are like, okay, life is happening for me. So hold on. What am I going to see here that is a gift that I'm going to grab to that, and I'm going to keep building with this gift the new version of me in the smallest step, the smallest action, because gratitude is also something that it's not supposed to be overwhelm. It's not supposed to be something that will increase your stress, but the opposite. So I invite you, whenever you're going to practice gratitude, to not add this as a check mark thing in your life, as a chore. It's just like, oh, hold on a second. I'm just going to pay attention for 3 minutes in the things that are good for me, that are happening well. It could be in the beginning of your day. It could be in the middle of your day. It could be when you go back, when you go to your bed to sleep, and you just think about what happened in your day that worked well and you are grateful. And that's how Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches you to do. Whenever you go to your bed, to prepare yourself for a good evening and a good night of sleep, to calm down your brain with all decreasing these hormones of stress and allowing yourself also to increase growth hormone, which is the hormone of youth. So you just pause for 3 minutes, and you might even fall asleep because you're going to feel so calm. But pause for 3 minutes and just reflect, what am I grateful for today? And, you know, don't stress about anything. You are not supposed to stress out, what am I grateful for? I am grateful for my vision because I was able to see life and engage in life today. I am grateful for this super comfy bed that is allowing my body to rest. I am grateful for the temperature in my room that provides a restful sleep as well. And as I just described, I just want you to focus on one thing, whoever is listening. I didn't say I'm grateful for the bed, period. I didn't say I'm grateful for my temperature, my room temperature, period. I said, I am grateful for my bed that is allowing my body to rest peacefully, comfortably. I am grateful for the temperature in my room that provides a better sleep. Because that's the secret in gratitude. Gratitude for you to really trick your brain in shifting from negative to appreciation, you have to be detailed oriented. It's not a generic practice. It's like, okay, you are grateful for the sun. Why are you grateful for the sun, Anna? Your brain talking to you. I am grateful for the sun because it makes me feel warm, because it allows my body to produce vitamin D, and that's okay, just this. But teach your brain to see that there is a reason why you are grateful, because then your brain is going to release the reasons that he's trying to keep you safe and fighting and flighting and freezing. So that's the trick in gratitude.
And you talked about the 2009 study, the MRI study for that, the part of the brain for reward and bonding that light up. So tell us also about that. There was a 2015 study, 186 people dealing with heart disease. That can gratitude really help us with our health?
Absolutely. This study was able to prove that gratitude, the practice of gratitude, had a huge impact in decreasing your stress, in decreasing your cortisol. And when you decrease your stress and decrease your cortisol, you impact your whole body, right? So if we start from the heart, you're going to decrease your heart rate, you're going to decrease your blood pressure. If we go to your liver and your pancreas, you're going to decrease insulin, you're going to decrease blood sugar, so you are improving insulin resistance, and as I said, you are decreasing inflammation and chronic disease in your body. And when you are decreasing cortisol and at the same time decreasing blood sugar and improving insulin sensitivity, at the same time you are getting better from diabetes type 2, from diabetes type 3, which is dementia, Alzheimer's, so that's a huge benefit in your body. And the mood, the mindset, the mental health, because like we said, produces dopamine, produces oxytocin, and also DHEA, which is the hormone, the sexual hormones connection, but it is also an antidepressant molecule. So it's really good because all these together improve your heart health, your heart life, but also makes you feel peaceful, calm, grounded, aware in the present moment, decreasing your stress.
You know, who should practice gratitude? Should we all practice it, or only people that are sad and depressed? Who should practice gratitude?
So this is a question that has two answers. All of us should practice gratitude because, like we discussed, it's going to improve your health from the top of your head to the sole of your feet because it's decreasing inflammation and it's improving your mental health. However, people who have depression, anxiety, panic attacks, any kind of mental issue that really puts you even more down and disconnected from yourself, these people definitely, definitely, definitely should find time daily to practice gratitude. Almost as if it's your medication. Almost, I used to tell my husband, for you not to have, for you to prevent having chemotherapy, you probably want to decrease your chronic disease when he was doing chemotherapy. So when people tell me, oh, I don't want to do that because it's annoying, I say, it's way worse to do chemotherapy. So use your gratitude as if it's the therapy that you're going to infuse in your veins to really feel the difference. And instead of killing tumor cells, it's really bringing life to your body.
You know, I think those are great points. And before the break last time, I asked you, how long does it take before gratitude kicks in? So we're going to answer that when we get back from the break.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot, being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MiSight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
JTR, JTR, roofing and siding, that's who we are.
Hey, homeowners, the clock is ticking and cold weather is just around the corner. Is your exterior work done? Don't wait until it's too late. JTR Roofing is your go-to for all things exterior. Whether it's roofing, siding, gutters, or windows, we've got you covered. Our expert team will make sure your home is winter ready, keeping you warm and worry-free all season long. At JTR Roofing, we believe in quality you can trust. Visit us online at jtrroofinginc.com to get a free estimate today. Don't let the cold weather catch you off guard. Get your exterior work done now.
Thanks to JTR Roofing, my home is ready for anything.
Visit jtrroofinginc.com. That's jtrroofinginc.com.
JTR, JTR, roofing and siding, that's who we are.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot, being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MiSight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
We're back with Dr. Anna Rosa. We're talking about gratitude. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb for Open Your Eyes Radio on AM 1280, The Patriot. And right before the break, and for people that maybe are just tuning in now, how long does it take before gratitude starts kicking in? Because we talked about this before, but it's such an important point. I just want to...
It is immediately. Gratitude makes a shift in how you are feeling in your body immediately. As soon as you practice the first gratitude, I am grateful for seeing Dr. Gelb here talking to me. I am already infusing my body with all the substances that we talked in the prior conversation. So yes, it's immediately, because when you are focusing on gratitude, you cannot think about anything else. You cannot think about the difficult things. You cannot think about the sadness, because you are focusing. You are bringing the attention to that thing that you are grateful for. So your brain simply like, whoop, set the attention to what you are focusing at that moment. And where your focus goes, your energy goes. So it's immediately. And I love like what we talked in the prior set, that because in the interval we just shared two words. And I see Ben Azadi again saying, gratitude is your vitamin G. So when Dr. Gelb asked about like how to practice gratitude as if it's your vitamin that you are taking for you to become more nourished with love, so then you can overflow love to you and to everyone around you. And like, as you can say, my energy is already different and I am having goosebumps because I'm talking about gratitude. So that's the energy, and it's not like fake, and it's not that I am pretending to be like that. It's just because it is releasing all these things in my body. So I cannot control, because it's a brain circuit, right?
We talked a little bit last segment how to do it, but let's get into some specifics on how to do it. Should we do it in the morning? Should we do it in the afternoon? Should we do it before we go to bed? You mentioned before that if you do it before you go to bed, it may help you sleep a little better. You might actually fall asleep doing gratitude. So give us some specifics on how we can practice gratitude.
I always tell myself that everything I want to do, or everything you might want to do in your life, you have to adjust to you, to how it feels better and how it resonates best with you and your heart. So if it's in the morning, do it in the morning. You wake up and you are taking a shower, or you just sit outside for 5 minutes and just practice, like I said, detail. Just look around and see what is good in your life right now. Like I said, doesn't need to be super, you know, I forgot the word. But for example, you can just be grateful for internet. I am grateful for internet because, again, detailed, because it allows me to connect with each one of you, and it allows me to be here with Dr. Galvin, each one of you. So it's something that simple. You really don't have to stress out very much, and you should not stress out very much. Or whenever during the day you see something that it feels good in your body, because like I said, it's going to become who you are and not what you do, you can just express gratitude at that moment. Dr. Joe Dispenza and Daniel Amen, they talk about the evening routine, that you could do gratitude practices before going to bed while you are laying down, because then you're going to also be a moment that while you are practicing gratitude, you are also reflecting on your day. You are also reflecting on what worked well. You are also reflecting on how you can change for tomorrow, right? So build your practice the way that it feels good for you, the way that it's not going to be overwhelming. One thing that I would say though, is that it's really awesome to have an accountability partner. So if you have a boyfriend, a family, a husband, any kind of friends, a girlfriend, any partners, just practice gratitude with them, because it's going to be a ripple effect that it's going to change the relationship. Like at work, you know, you can start like practicing gratitude work. Every day someone goes there and say, why are you grateful for today? Each day one person, so then you don't spend the whole meeting just practicing gratitude, because people would kill me for that. But yes, so just build the practice that resonates with your heart, and build the practice that feels good in your body and your mind. And usually they say 1 to 3 to 5 gratefuls. I do 3. I have an accountability partner, my friend from Florida, and we text each other, and it's really awesome, because you feel that person is also getting your back. It's almost like a brotherhood, right? Like, yeah, it's really awesome.
I have a difficult question to ask you. There may not be an answer for it, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway. Kids, I want my son to practice gratitude. And I mentioned it to him the other day, and he looked at me like maybe I have 3 heads. What do you think is a good way for me to get him, to encourage him and people out there listening, to get kids to practice gratitude? Because we all know there's people that are very negative people, and you want your kids to be a positive person. You want them to look at life with glass half full than glass half empty. So how can we help our children to practice that?
I would say, first of all, by example. You could start practicing with your kids. You could just be driving them to school and say, oh, I am so grateful for us, this time we are having together, because we can just like be family and belong. You could do that during meal time. I am grateful for this amazing meal that is nourishing my body and keeping me healthy. You could ask them, hey, I know you feel uncomfortable. I know it feels weird for you, but how about you share with me just one? Because I really wanted to know what's going on in your brain. It's our way of asking, right? Open-ended questions. And I love that you said the positive in seeing life as the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. I would say gratitude is so awesome because you are able to look at both glasses and see what good they are doing in your life. Like, my glass is half full. I am grateful for that because I am building the life I deserve. My glass is half empty. I am grateful for that because I am releasing what doesn't belong, and I'm opening space for everything that I deserve and I will co-create with the universe. So it's really not positive or negative. It's like, I am grateful no matter what, because what I'm saying, I am learning that life is for me, not to me. And I am learning to see the lesson and the good in everything. Again, it doesn't matter if it's breaking me. Like, we're going to talk in the next show about grief. My husband died, and we're going to talk about grief and gratitude, how gratitude helped me walk and keep healing the journey of grief. So even when something breaks you in a million pieces, even when your life is shattered, you hold on to gratitude. There is also something that life is wanting to teach you, that life wants to give you. And that's something you can only notice by practicing gratitude.
You know, there are certain people, as I brought up before, that are very negative people, very toxic, very negative. What do you think is a good way to interact with people like that, especially if they're a family member or somebody, a coworker at work, and that you really can't escape them and they're kind of toxic to you? Or, you know, how could somebody, what's a good way of dealing with something like that? I know you're not a psychologist, but, you know, you do have a PhD and you're a very
person.
You have an MD, a PhD, you study psychology, you study gratitude, you study grief. What do you think?
So that is such a hard question, because we all have someone like that in our lives, right? And when we cannot take them away, especially if they are family, it's really tricky. I would say that, first of all, I love this book here. For those of you who are seeing, it's called The Four Agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz. And there is one agreement here that you make with yourself, is do not take anything personal. So their expectations, their thoughts, their beliefs are theirs. They are not yours. So you don't have to bring the poison inside your body, right? They might be giving you the poison, but you don't have to drink the poison, right? You have to choose not to drink, choose not to interact, choose not to proceed with the gossip, choose to sometimes be honest and say, listen, I understand that you are in this situation, but right now I cannot handle this with you. Always being impeccable, also from this book, being impeccable with your word, speaking very clearly, very honestly, with candor and respect, what you want and what you need. And your boundaries, which are like how much time you can spend with that person, how much that it's not going to damage you, because maybe it's 5 minutes, maybe it's 1 hour. It does not need to be their decision. It is your decision, because you protect yourself. while also helping them. And slowly but surely, start practicing that. They're going to feel awkward, like they're complaining about something, and then get the something that they are complaining and find a positive, find a gratitude, find a grateful thing on that. And then you're going to be reversing.
I mean, that's terrific advice. And before we were talking about, and we brought up, you know, the negative people, and they actually did a study. Edmonds and McCullough did a study in 2003, and people had to write down, there was one group that wrote down the things that they were grateful for. There was another group that wrote down things that they were irritated. They just wrote down things that irritated them. And then there was the neutral. And so it was the gratitude group, the irritated group, and then the neutral group. And after they did a study to find out what happened with those people. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that study and what they found and who did the best, who had the least physical symptoms and complaints, and who was the most optimistic. We're talking with Dr. Anna Rosa. She's an MD, PhD. I have such gratitude for you sharing your time with us. We'll be back right after the break.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
We're talking with Dr. Anna Rosa, doctor of wisdom. And I think she has a podcast that she does with Mary Wordman called Podcast Living with Grace. Living with Grace podcast with Mary Wordman and Dr. Anna Rosa. And I think Dr. Rosa should change it to the Wisdom Podcast because she has so much wisdom. So I want to thank you for being with me today. And right before the break, there was a study that I found that broke people into three categories. I thought it was so interesting. One group wrote down all the things they were grateful for, and the other one wrote down the things that irritated them, and then there was one that was neutral, and they found the participants who practiced gratitude in that group had significantly higher levels of well-being, more optimism about the future, fewer physical complaints, and even exercise more. And I was wondering if you could just maybe comment on that.
I think it's amazing. I think it just reinforces what we discussed in the other segments, like how it really impacts your body and your stress and your heart and your mind. And when you are feeling better with yourself, when you are building this self-care and self-love, of course, again, it's going to be a domino effect, a virtual circle instead of a vicious circle. It's going to be a virtual circle. You practice gratitude, you take care of yourself, you see the good in the world, you learn that life happens for you, and you start just building more and more confidence and trust and start taking better care of yourself. And the good thing is that when you take better care of yourself, like Dr. Gell was asking regarding the kids, everyone who is around you is going to look around and say, what's going on with this person? You know, I want to be like that too. And that's when you're going to bring people to you, not by convincing them with words, by convincing them with actions, walking the talk, right? Which I love it. So I appreciate so much this study, because it just reinforces how much gratitude really makes a huge difference in our lives.
You know, there was another study by Kerr and O'Donnell, and they showed that participants who practice gratitude in a workplace, they had a greater job satisfaction, and they had reduced stress at jobs, and they were better employees. If you could maybe comment on that as well.
Absolutely, because also it creates a sense of appreciation between each other. It creates a sense of respect, of seeing the other, of being there for the other. Like I said, the brotherhood that the Army, the Marines, the SEAL, Navy people have, it's like, I might not like you, but I get your back. But when you start doing appreciation, you start liking the other person, because we are all humans and we have the similar peers, similar doubts, similar insecurities. And by appreciating, you just become a partner, you become a companion, you become a friend, it's really an environment of belonging. Again, not really criticizing or judging, but by helping each other and seeing the good that the other person is doing, despite sometimes the person being annoying, because guess what? We are all annoying.
So you're a native of Brazil, and I'm very interested in gratitude in different cultures. How is it practiced in different places other than maybe in the United States?
This is very interesting. It's a very interesting question, because I have my social media Instagram account that is called Ana Rosa Gratitude. And I wanted to start an account in Brazil, and I was thinking about doing the same, Ana Rosa Gratidão, which is Portuguese for gratitude. And I felt really sad, because in Brazil, gratitude, the word gratitude, they have been using with so many jokes, with so many different ways of seeing it, that it kind of diminished the power of the action, which is very, very sad. You know, so I don't know about Europe, because I haven't seen anything. I haven't really researched anything about gratitude in Europe or in the Eastern culture. Well, the Eastern culture, definitely, because it comes from the monks, it comes from the Hindus, right? So they do practice gratitude in their life, and their calm and their well-being senses way amazing. But like here in the United States, it mesmerizes me. Because I feel so happy to be here, because it's really something that people value, that people see as an important aspect of your life. So unfortunately, in Brazil, it has lost a little bit of the power because of the jokes and everything that they brought together. Just the culture, I guess, unfortunately. But I hope that they will find their way back.
Is the culture more macho over there? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But I hope that they will find their way back to gratitude, because like we have discussed so much until now, it's really a way of living that makes sense and makes you find meaning and purpose in every step that you are walking in your journey of life.
Because there are certain cultures that people, the men don't like to show their feelings, and they may have more difficult in, because when you practice gratitude, you really have to get in touch with your feelings more. And a lot of times men aren't used to that. Now, maybe women too, I don't know. But, you know, certainly when I was growing up in the United States, you know, men weren't supposed to show their feelings as much. Things are different now. But, you know, but to some extent. Now, and I was just wondering if you'd comment on that.
I think so, too. I think it's like grief, too, that we're going to talk in the other show. It's hard for people to face the feelings that are uncomfortable. And gratitude also connects to like feeling maybe I'm frail because I'm paying attention in the goodness when something difficult is happening. I need to focus on what's happening that it's difficult and how to fix it. But some things you're not going to fix it because they are not under your control. And you just have to see what's the best step next in life, and you just have to see what is good from that situation that you can have, that you can grab and use as a tool and a resource to move forward. And there is one Indian, by you saying that, there is one Indian proverb that I love that says, the longest journey you will ever walk is the journey from your head to your heart. Because it's really hard for us, especially as doctors, to disconnect from our brain, the reasoning, and just allow ourselves to feel and to be. Right? So I am gratitude is a feeling, is a being. Gratitude is really like I am allowing my heart to look around and see how lucky we are to just be alive, right? So that's what I invite you guys to do. Connect to your heart and allow your body, your heart to feel that the goodness. Just feel, you know, and that will embrace you and propel you forward way faster than trying to fix. Feeling instead of fixing.
I think that's a good point, especially when talking about doctors. I think one of our biggest problems as doctors is we don't listen. You know, we jump in too quickly because we kind of know the answer pretty quick a lot of times. So we jump in and instead of listening and let the patient explain what's wrong, even if we know what's wrong in the first 5 seconds, because sometimes we do, but just to let them say it, because if you let them talk, typically, they're going to tell you the answer to their problem anyway. That's just funny if you comment about that as well.
I like what you said because it's almost like life is a journey. It's almost like every step, everything that happens to you, it's a lesson. And if you don't pass that lesson, you're going to repeat until you pass the lesson. So it's almost like a test, right? So I like what you said about we jump into the answer just because we believe we know. We believe we know. It's almost like when you are doing a multiple test question for doctors like me or and you, that you don't even finish reading the question and you, oh, and then you mark and then there was but in the end and you didn't see it and you do it wrong because you didn't take the time to just pause, reflect, look around and feel, right? So, yes, I agree with you that we don't listen and it's so important to learn to listen and to learn to be grateful again. That we are able to connect with our hearts. We just have to practice.
You know, I'm always so grateful. I make sure I listen. I'm always so grateful to be able to help people when they come into my office. And we have about a minute left, and I just want to end with this last study. And it was about journaling and how journaling could help somebody who wants to practice gratitude, because maybe they can't express it, but they could write it down and that could help them. So if you could just comment on that, we got about 50 seconds left before the end of the show. And how could people find out more about you? And then you're going to come back for a second show where we're going to talk about grief.
Journaling is an amazing tool for healing. So it's really good that you could journal your 3 gratefuls in the morning, the mid of the day, or at night. Because when you are journaling, also it has been proven that it's way better than typing because there's a way of improving your neural connection and the neuroplasticity just by writing down, cursive writing down. So journaling is awesome for any kind of healing, even just to put the pain up and out. When you are stressed, when you are nervous, when you are anxious, just write down what's going on and don't pay attention to the words. Write.
This is Dr. Kerry Goh for Open Your Eyes Radio. We'll be back for a show next week where we'll continue our discussion with Dr. Anna Rosa, but we're going to talk about grief. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
AM 1280.
You know AAA can pull you out of a ditch and jump your battery, but we can also help you save on home and auto insurance, take the hassle out of planning your next vacation, and get you exclusive discounts on entertainment, shopping, restaurants, and more. What are you waiting for? Join today at AAA.com/radio for just $54. Plus, for a limited time, get a second household membership for free.